Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We got more important things in the future.
Okay.
Such as George Contos's Napa trip. Huh? Like what kind of red or white, George?
I'll tell you what, guys. This is not a wine drinking trip. We're going out for Bottle Rock, culinary music festival this weekend.
So yes,
enjoyable few days.
Woo! Good for you, man. Well, that's awesome. Enjoy the heck out of the weekend, and thanks for hopping on with us for a few. What else is cooking, man? How you doing?
I'm doing great, and happy to join you guys. Talk a little Giants baseball. You know, all the good things. A little golf, a little leisure, and then back in the studio covering the fellas.
George, what if I asked it to you this way? Is there almost, and I'm not trying to put a wet blanket on anything, I'm as excited about Casey Schmidt and Patrick Bailey and Matos and Harrison as anybody, but what does it say to you that the fans have gotten this excited this quickly just because of a couple of good weeks from a young left side of the infield player?
Well, you guys know how fandom goes. You know, they were scuffling a little bit. There didn't seem like there was that much to really be excited about. And then you have Casey Schmidt break on the scene, who was hitting 500 for a long time, put himself in the ranks of all-time greats like Willie McCovey and Joe DiMaggio. And MLB Twitter and Instagram seem to be covering Casey Schmidt almost daily. So there's a lot to be excited about there. And then you have Patrick Bailey, who's been a guy that they've been looking forward to for a long time. He's come up, did well, hit a homer in his first series, did all the things that have been expected of a young prospect coming up. So there's a lot to be excited about.
Is Patrick Bailey developing and playing so well, so fast, that maybe this will be a victimization for Joey Bart?
I wouldn't say that. I think that Joey Bart still has a lot to offer, and I think that Joey Bart right now is more seasoned behind the plate than Blake Sable. And Blake Sable has done a great job with the bat. I think you can put him in left field and in the outfield, keep his bat on the lineup, but it could be something that transitions when Joey gets back to Bailey and Bart behind the plate and using Sable in kind of like that outfield DH role.
George Contos is with us here on Willard and Dibbs. The Giants got back to 500 for a second. Now one game below as they head into a series in Milwaukee, and talking out some of the stuff that's going on. George, just in your conversations with people, take the temperature of the fan base on Gabe Kapler. Where do you think everybody is right now?
I think Gabe's done a good job with kind of what has been given to him. The team was scuffling in a few areas earlier in the season, which is why they kind of fell. You know, I've always been a big believer that the Giants will roll as rolls their pitching. You know, the starting pitching has been great, other than that fifth spot that's kind of been a little bit of a question mark. But the bullpen has really done great lately, and I think when those guys are all doing their job and playing good defense, the timely hitting has always been the key thing for the Giants if they get those hits and win those one-run ball games. But the bullpen's been great, and when things are rolling the way they should, the game becomes a lot easier for Gabe to make decisions. So I think that, you know, it goes as the team goes. That's kind of how the fan base feels about Gabe, but he's done a good job making the moves and pulling the strings so far.
You mentioned the defense, and Brandon Crawford has long been a mainstay of that defense. It looks like he's having a little bit of a struggle out there. Maybe it's the advanced age. I don't know what the other reasons would be, but do you see a scenario where maybe Brandon Crawford gets played a little bit less often because defense is such a priority?
I don't think so. I mean, I think that obviously yesterday's game is right in the forefront of our memory, and he had a couple errors yesterday, but he still has the capability and does it regularly to make those great plays. He has still really good range. He can make the plays that look really easy, but they're very difficult. He still is very fluid, and you know, the guy won 4 Gold Gloves. The defense is obviously going to be there, and he's a mainstay at shortstop because he makes everybody else on the field better. So if he can get it going with the bat a little bit more than he has, and I know he's trying and working on it, trying to get on a roll. But once the bat comes around, I think it makes everything play out a little bit nicer.
George, let's step back a little bit and go back to the questions everybody was asking a month or two ago, which was all of the changes. What's your update now? What do you think it's done to the game?
Well, I'll tell you what, as a fan and a spectator, this pitch clock thing, I am all for it. Because getting out of the studio at midnight after some of those 3.5 hour games and all that fun. But, you know, I think it's one of those things where the batting the shift, I think, is great because you're getting a lot more excitement. You're getting balls put in play. Average is up. Runs are up. Time of game is down. I still don't think the bigger bases really make a difference. And the ghost runner on second in extra innings, I still think is a little league rule, and I'm not a huge fan of it. But overall, I think they've been a pretty good success as they've been implemented this year.
I'd like to see them graduate that, play the 10th inning as a normal inning, and then maybe by the 11th you put a runner on second, 12th inning, second, third, 13th inning you load the bases, and you kind of graduate it from there. George, what about my idea?
Oh, yeah, I definitely would stop watching after the 9th inning if that was the case. I still have a hard time believing that you can win a Major League Baseball game without getting a ball out of the infield and extra innings. Now, I just don't understand when you're at the highest level and that being the ability to decide the outcome of a game.
It's a little weird, isn't it? I mean, I know that functionally on the day-to-day, I think we get it. Nobody wants to take their kids to a game on Tuesday night and have it go 16 innings. Nobody wants to do that. However, if you go back to some of our favorite moments that we remember, it is those games. It is Brandon Belt's home run in Washington, you know, and I know they won't do this in the playoffs, but still, like, I feel like there are certain things here, even the pitch clock, right? Remember the Ohtani Trout at bat that was so slow at the World Baseball Classic? I think these are overall good things, but they might take away some memorable moments. What do you think about that, George?
I think I totally agree with that take. I mean, you know, that at bat with Ohtani and Trout, you know, I would never venture to say that it was kind of like the summer of 98 when McGuire and Sosa kind of put baseball back on the map. But I thought that was a big turning point for baseball. I think when you have two of the big superstars on the same team fighting it out for the last out of the World Baseball Classic, get a lot of people energized again and brought a lot of people back into the game. And I agree. I think with the pitch clock stuff, it's going to take away some of those exciting moments. I mean, Max Scherzer even said it right before the season started, as a reporter asked him, how often are you thinking about the pitch clock? And he said, every single pitch. So I think guys like that who have been around for a long time and are perennial all-stars, they'll be able to make the adjustments and it won't affect them as much. But I think the ability to make pitches, if you don't adjust, will suffer because you're thinking about getting a pitch off as opposed to locating it where it's supposed to be located.
And maybe it makes pitchers become more physically fit to have to throw pitches more often and not be able to catch your breath with the clock running. George, if somebody asks you who the face of this year's Giants team is, how do you answer that?
Oh, it's a really good question. I would say Logan Webb is a guy that I put up there, and I'm a little bit biased because I'm a pitcher, obviously, or I was a pitcher. But, you know, he signed that extension, and he's been pitching really well, throwing the ball really well for these guys. You know, Casey, I mean, it could change every week. You know, Mitch Haniger is a guy who's going to get going. He could be the face next week. Michael Conforto, the last 3 weeks, has been tearing the cover off the ball. So I'd say he's a guy that's in that conversation right now. But overall, I think Logan Webb, and still a guy who's been there for a very long time, Brandon Crawford, is still a guy that is the face of this team and the organization right now.
George, do you view this team as a contender?
If you're asking me in the last week, I say absolutely. Winning 7 of 9 and having the pitching and bullpen do what they're supposed to do. Prior to that, I'd say that they were going to be fighting for a wild card spot. Anything can happen in the NL West. You've got some teams that can make some noise, with the Giants being one of them. Once they get Haniger going in the middle of that lineup, I'd say they definitely have a chance at the wild card. I think getting the division, the Dodgers are going to be tough. The Padres, I think, will probably figure it out at some point. And you have these D-backs who are kind of sneaky young and clawing out W's, playing good baseball. So I'd say the wild card is definitely a goal to shoot for. The division's going to be a lot more difficult than not to play this level of baseball for a long time throughout the season.
You go into Bottle Rock, 3 days, 6 stages, multiple acts. What's your game plan, and how do you navigate a music festival of this order?
Well, I'll tell you what, I haven't even looked at the lineup yet on who's on what days, but, you know, Red Hot Chili Peppers, I'm really excited to see. Warren G is going to be there. You know, Wu-Tang Clan is going to be there. So we'll have to navigate who's playing when. And that absolutely make some time for the culinary stage as well. You know, some Bay Area athletes are going to be there. George Kittle will be there. Ricky Henderson will be there. So saying hello and seeing those guys on stage will be a lot of fun as well.
Woof! Sounds like a really good time. And I like the way you go into an event where you're like, I don't even know what the hell's going to happen. Someone will tell me where to be.
You never know.
Yeah, yeah, good stuff. Hey, George, thanks, man.
My pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me. Thanks,
okay, George. There it is. George Contos on Willard and Dibbs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.